my personality to be jittery. It's part of my charm.
Wrestling fans,
are you ready?
It's time for my 1-2-3 cents of the podcast on the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network.
Give me a hell yeah!
Now, here's your host.
The man is also a very long, dear, personal friend of mine.
Does the guy have a name?
Yes, he has a name.
Kevin Huntsberger.
Woo!
Hey everyone, it is episode 231 of my 1-2-3 cents, the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'll get to the guest in just a moment, but first I want to do a little housekeeping as we are gearing up for, and by we I mean the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network, gearing up for Cape Con. It is coming up actually this weekend. We will be in Cape Girardeau, Missouri at the Osage Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Stop by the Jittery Monkey table for an opportunity to win prizes and walk away with some free swag as well. So myself, Chad Smart from Positive Cynicism, and Greg Mahochko, who is the co-founder of the Jittery Monkey Podcasting Network and the host of Nerds United, as well as the Five Heart Podcast, will be on hand. And then we'll take in some Cape Championship Wrestling on Saturday night and be recording some live shows. So hopefully folks can stop by the table, interact with us, maybe be a guest on the show. And I will be co-hosting a panel discussion on podcasting with the folks over at the Podzilla 1985 podcast. So Shannon Young, I know, is going to be a part of that as well. I'm not sure if his other co-host will be too or not, but we'll talk more about that, obviously, this weekend. Again, it is Cape Comic-Con, Cape Con, as they call it. Power Rangers will be on hand and all kinds of fun, nerdy stuff. But we're going to be continuing the nerd discussion as Stride Pro Wrestling gears up on Saturday, May 4th. I'm excited for this. It is going to be Star Wars night, of course. May 4th is Star Wars Day. And we're going to be heading back to Carterville. And I am talking with Heath Hatton from Stride Pro Wrestling. He's been a frequent guest here on the show, probably the most frequent guest outside of Chad Smart, but I guess guest slash co-host, because we are going to be talking Star Wars and wrestling, two things that I know Heath Hatton is very passionate about. So start us off here. What came first for you, pro wrestling or Star Wars?
For sure it was Star Wars. Star Wars definitely came first. I've been a Star Wars fan as long as I can remember, but I was probably more of a closet Star Wars fan than I was a wrestling fan, because it's really hard to find other Star Wars fans that are as nerd-ish as you are.
So what was it about, because I think I'm about 12 or 13 years older than you, obviously, so I was alive when the first Star Wars came out. I saw it in the theater. And then, yes. So by the time I was in fifth grade, I had my Return of the Jedi lunchbox and the Star Wars action figures. And so I was a Star Wars fan before I was a wrestling fan, too. And before WWE and LJN released their line of action figures, I was using Star Wars figures as wrestlers, too. So what was it about Star Wars from those early days? Because I'm guessing you, obviously they were all out on video then by the time you would have become a fan and started watching them, and episodes 1, 2, and 3 had not yet been released.
To be honest, what did it was growing up. So we lived 12 miles from town, and my driveway was a mile long.
Wow.
Through woods, like woods on all sides. We had no neighbors, no nothing like that. So we had no access to cable, like none, and so we couldn't even get News 3, you know, so, which probably wasn't a bad thing, but we had a big, huge, like, antenna that my dad could, well, we could get, you know, Monday Night Football occasionally if my dad wanted to risk death. With that being said, we basically just had a VHS player, and my dad from a pawn shop had bought the Star Wars on VHS, okay. And my dad had them at the house, and one day, me and my sisters, they could beat me up back then, they could outdo me, and they would always, when we got off the bus, whoever called Big TV first got to play the Super Nintendo, so the other one was screwed. And it just got to where I was the youngest, I was the smallest, so I always got screwed. So I either went outside and the kids laugh, I played tackle football against myself, and I would legit tackle myself, and or I would, you know, play a sport. But if it was cold or rainy or winter, I'd just sit in my room, and one day I popped in those VHSs, and I literally taught myself to watch Star Wars and to like it. And you know, back then you only had access to so many VHSs, so obviously you can tell what I watched. It was Jean-Claude Van Damme movies that my dad had, or it was Star Wars, and I, like, instantly just became obsessed.
So, obviously then, somewhere along the way, you became a wrestling fan, because you've obviously gone into that, and you've incorporated Star Wars into a lot of your wrestling persona. We're sitting right now in your, I'm going to call it the Star Wars room. There are posters everywhere. You have a Han Solo frozen in carbonite yoga mat, which is very impressive. So when did you become a wrestling fan? And then when, you know, did wrestling ever take over your fan? Like, if you were ranking things, you know, gun to your head, what do you like more, Star Wars or wrestling? What would you say?
Hands down, Star Wars. Okay. So if you told me how to choose, I would choose Star Wars. But when I was probably, when I was about 5 or 6 was the Hogan boom.
Okay.
And so, believe it or not, my grandma used to watch wrestling. And so if we went there on a Saturday in the morning, we would watch wrestling. And believe it or not, I was a gigantic Jake the Snake fan.
Really?
So I never got into the – I liked Hogan. Of course, every kid did. But I really, really enjoyed Jake the Snake. And so I was this huge Jake the Snake fan. And so that kind of brought me into it. And but to be honest, it was we had finally – we moved and we got cable. And or I think actually that's when the big satellites, when you could turn, and we got one of those, and we got TNT.
Okay.
And I got into WCW. So actually I started out with Jake the Snake, and I was always a fan, but I was not a diehard fan until probably 5th or 6th grade. It's probably around 5th grade.
So what year are we talking?
Probably 95, 96,
okay, so
97.
You're like right in the heart of the Monday Night Wars.
Yeah, and so I got really, really into it, and I was, of course, I can remember walking out, and I wouldn't allow my mom to wash my NWO shirt. And I think I was probably 6th or 7th grade, and I had an NWO shirt, and she would always hang it up. And I probably wore that thing until it was, I had that thing forever. And I had a neighbor, they actually came to the North City show, and she was prom queen when I was her escort. And we were really good friends, and her mom took me to my first wrestling event. There was a WCW Monday Nitro that took place in Evansville, Indiana. Goldberg was just becoming big, and we went, and me and my dad went and met Mick Foley. Believe it or not, WCW was there, but for some odd reason, the same day, Mick Foley was at the mall doing an autograph signing for WWF.
Oh, wow.
And they basically, you're only allowed to buy one ticket to meet him, and he is actually my dad's favorite.
Okay.
So my dad met him, and I didn't get to. So that's a funny story. But, yeah, about that time, about 96, 97, Monday Night Wars, I was really into the NWO. And believe it or not, it was Goldberg that kept me attached to WCW over WWF at that time.
So, obviously, you know, we're talking wrestling and Star Wars here and finding correlations, tying them together. So, you know, you mentioned Hulk Hogan, you mentioned Jake the Snake Roberts, and you mentioned Goldberg. So if you were to do a parallel of, because I think there's a lot, you know, Star Wars is a very basic story in that, you know, it's the good versus evil, which wrestling at its core, that's what it is. You can go back to other genres and other characters, whether it's Harry Potter or any other wide range of entertainment. It's always kind of that good versus evil that tells the story. So where, you know, when it comes to, say, Hulk Hogan, you know, we've seen him as a good guy, we've seen him as a bad guy. Obviously, you were watching when he was high into the bad guy mode. So where or what character would you compare a Hulk Hogan type wrestler to?
So I'll just go ahead and say my favorite character on Star Wars when I was a kid was Darth Vader.
Okay.
So I thought he was so cool, and I've always said till this day, if I ever had a son, I was going to name him Anakin. So regardless, you know, if I ever had a son, like regardless of what the woman said, when she was drugged up on the medicine, my kid was going to come out being Anakin. So I would say Hogan and Vader. I mean, growing up as a kid, I can just remember, to me, like if when people ask me till this day, like, oh, so you do wrestling? Like, they automatically think MMA or, you know, amateur wrestling.
Yeah.
And I always say, no, I do Hulk Hogan type wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I think Hogan is, regardless, almost everybody knows Hogan as a wrestler, even till this day.
Sure.
That's what he's known for. And, but I think with Star Wars, it is Darth Vader. I think he is the, he's what was really, even over Luke Skywalker or anybody, when you think Star Wars, you would think Darth Vader. So, you know, on my Mount Rushmore, I put Hogan, I put John Cena, I put Stone Cold, and I put Ric Flair on my top four of all
really?
Time. And so, yes.
I would have thought Triple H would be on there.
Well, Triple H is my Markish, like, if I'm a Mark fan. If I was to pick my favorite of who
okay,
I...
Okay, so you're saying best.
They're just okay. You know, kind of like my, you know, favorite football player of all time is not Tom Brady, but I'm going to say Tom Brady's the best of
gotcha.
All time.
Gotcha, so that makes sense.
If you were to ask me my favorite wrestlers of all time, it would be Triple H, mm-hmm. Stone Cold, Goldberg. So I was a huge, it just reminds me of my childhood, and then Edge. So
okay.
Those were who I okay. enjoyed watching growing up. And so they were always my favorite. Like I said, when I was a kid, I was Jake the Snake, and then I met him. We won't go down that road. But anyway, so, and then my Mount Rushmore of Star Wars would be Darth Vader, Yoda, the Emperor, or not the Emperor, Han Solo, and Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
So that was, but to me, Hogan and Vader go hand in hand. And I think John Cena would be like an equivalent to like a Luke Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, it's funny that because obviously, as we just mentioned, we grew up in different eras of Hulk Hogan. I was the red and yellow Hulkamania, body slamming Andre the Giant, you know, taking on King Kong Bundy and all those sorts. So when I was playing with my Star Wars action figures as wrestlers, Luke Skywalker was Hulk Hogan for me, and Chewbacca was Andre the Giant. And, you know, just because I was going kind of on body types and whatnot, but it's very interesting that you compare Hogan and Vader, and I can totally see that, but also John Cena and Luke Skywalker, because, you know, they're both kind of that wholesome, I don't want to say goody two-shoes, but and at least in those early movies, Luke Skywalker's character was like that, and then we kind of saw him evolve into, you know, the bitter old Jedi, I guess, toward last movies.
Cena cuts the best promos, but, I mean, trust me, you can see Cena saying, like, to buy some power converters, you know, like Luke Skywalker says. So, you could definitely see it. You could probably see maybe Cena kiss his sister. I don't know. yeah, I just think that they're very, very comparable as far as just, you know, the overall best good guys of all time.
So Han Solo, you mentioned, is one of your favorite characters from Star Wars. Who in wrestling do you see kind of fitting into that? And, you know, maybe that early Han Solo, you know, New Hope and Jedi and Empire.
I mean, it's really hard to say. Probably The Rock with the quick comebacks and the, you know, the one-liners and the appeal and just like Han Solo was just like cool.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock was cool.
Yeah.
And Triple H and DX during that DX time when after Shawn got hurt and left and Triple H was super babyface, he was cool.
Yeah.
And the stuff they did would, you know, when they dressed up like The Rock and them. So Triple H was very Han, but probably over time, it was probably The Rock with the one-liners and stealing this like the show every time he was on the screen.
Yeah, I that's a good analogy. So I believe your last one was Yoda, or the last one that we'll talk about on your Mount Rushmore of sorts. So is there someone in wrestling that reminds you or would be that knowledgeable wisdom Jedi, that master of sorts?
Probably Ric Flair.
Okay.
You know, just like the old veteran that, you know, just like never really had a bad match with anybody. So probably Flair and Yoda would be very similar. It seemed like Ric Flair is 800 years old and it seemed and Yoda was 800 years old. So, and how many people worked under Flair and got better, you know, whether it was Sting or it was Steamboat or it was, you know, even Evolution, you know, all the people that worked under him that he made better. So that's kind of Yoda. I wrote the people that he trained and worked under, and you know, I know it's super nerdy that I you know say that, but
no, that's the whole point of this of this podcast is to talk more about it. So obviously, and we've kind of established when you started watching and when you really got into it, and like I would say late 92 to about 95 when the Monday Night Wars really picked up was definitely a down period. It was a lull in wrestling. I would almost compare it, if we're going to talk Star Wars, to episodes 1, 2, and 3, which a lot of people have crapped on through the years. So where do you stand on episodes 1, 2, and 3? And off of that, we'll talk about which set of trilogies has been your favorite.
To be honest, I like the earlier ones. I like the prequels. But I can remember, like I said, I was a fan. I was a huge fan, and my dad took me to watch episode 1.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, I was like, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like I said, I was always a Darth Vader fan. And I didn't, to be honest, I wasn't really quite for sure that Anakin was Vader.
Mm-hmm.
But when I left the theater, I didn't know, and I had seen him, and I remember watching episode 1 and going back, and then it was in Return of the Jedi, and Luke said, "You are, you know, my dad, you're Anakin Skywalker." And I can remember sitting in my room at my house, and I said, "Oh my God, episode 1 was about Darth Vader." And mm-hmm. I hadn't realized that. And then actually it was the Weird Al Yankovic song that he wrote. And I was like, oh my God, Attack of the Clones, the second one,
mm-hmm.
I think was my least favorite of all time. I had a real hard time like getting into that one, but I became over the top obsessed, really started spending large amounts of money when episode 3 came out. Like I said, I really liked Darth Vader, and then the Anakin character, like, That summer I read the book, one of the books that was about Anakin and Darth Vader, and I became, like, obsessed. And I actually went to the movies with one of my buddies, and I wore a Darth Vader costume that I had purchased I actually sold later on for close to $1,000.
Wow.
So that was, like, when I really hit it and I decided that, like, I'm going to
embrace the fact that I'm a nerd. And then I completely just started buying stuff, like money I didn't have. I couldn't get enough Star Wars stuff.
So where do you rank that fandom, though, to where you are with wrestling? Because obviously, is it different being a wrestler and having been to WWE? You know, I know this is a weird analogy, but do you think you would be this big a Star Wars fan had you had a role as an extra or doing something on one of the films?
So believe it or not, that's my next goal. I sent in stuff. I wanted to be an extra, and they never got back, but they didn't film most of it overseas, so I was unable to. But that's my next goal, is I want to be an extra in a Star Wars movie. And so
what set of the trilogies, you know, the originals from the 70s and early 80s, the prequels from the 90s and early 2000s, or the ones that are coming out now, with the last one coming out, episode 9 coming out in December. What has been your favorite, or do you like them all differently?
It's hard. I like them all different. So I think my least two favorites are 4 and 2. And so, but I think 1 and 3 are actually really good. I think 5 and 6 are really good. I loved 7. Like, I absolutely...
I did, too.
Yeah, I watched it. I think I went to the movies 10 different times.
Holy cow.
It. Yeah, so, I mean, I was, like, you know, obviously obsessed. And 8... So, most people don't know, I went all the way to Ireland, and I toured Skellig Michael, where Mark Hamill lived, Luke Skywalker, and I got to tour that, and I actually toured where they filmed most of the film. So, it was cool to see all that, but episode 8 to me seemed like a blockbuster. Like, I was watching, like, an Armageddon or some big blockbuster movie, and I didn't like the story of it. It's neat for me to go back and watch it because of that. But there's bits and pieces of each trilogy that I like. 5 and 6 are my favorites.
I agree. Those are my two favorites too.
I think 3, 5, 6, and 7 are all so close to each other that it's hard for me to, you know, to choose one or the other.
So, talk to me about 9. We saw the trailer very recently. Speculation, you know, who's the voice? What is the rise of the Skywalker? Will we see Luke in this one? I know Leia has some sort of appearance in it as well.
I mean, obviously, I think he's in it, Luke. I don't know to what extent. I guess part of me thinks, because they're bringing back all these people, you know, it's got the Emperor's laugh in it. I don't wonder if there's going to be some kind of force fight between all of them, you know, and I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm very interested to see. I'm beyond excited because I think J.J. Abrams is going to save what happened in 8. I heard George Lucas was involved heavily with this movie as well. So I'm very excited about that. I've read all kinds of... So, me and my daughter are going through, and you know, and then Rachel and her kids. So, we're all going through, and we're watching all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we're currently... We just got done with 7.
Okay.
And so, Jada has now... My daughter has started Googling and reading and coming up with her own stories of her own, and it's kind of neat because she points out stuff that I didn't point out.
Oh, cool.
So, like, for instance, like in episode 7, how it starts, and that guy has the map to Luke Skywalker, and he gives it to Poe.
Yeah.
He's on the same planet as Rey, so he's like, why is there a map to Luke Skywalker on the same? So she's already said, like, oh, Rey and Luke, he was there checking on her. And
yeah.
You know, so, I don't think Rey and Luke are related.
Okay.
I don't think so. I don't believe that. But I don't wonder. So Kevin Smith, he's given his thoughts and why it's called The Rise of Skywalker. He thinks that the Jedi are all dead. And so instead of being called Jedi, they're going to be called Skywalkers.
Oh.
And so The Rise of Skywalker is the rise of kind of like how they had a Jedi Temple and mm-hmm. all that, and Jedi Council, they'll have like a bunch of Skywalkers. That was kind of interesting. I've read a lot where that maybe somebody from before is living in Kylo Ren. That like I've read the Harry Potter stuff that there's like he created like ways where he could live through other people. That's how he didn't die.
Oh,
and he passed on to other people.
Gotcha.
I really hope not, but that could be possible. So I can't even. I don't like to read spoilers in wrestling.
Right.
So combining the two, and I don't like to read spoilers in movies. I want to be surprised. I don't want to have any clue. That's why I like to go watch movies the day they come out.
Well, you know, with episode 7, I did not make it to the theater right away, and I didn't even realize it at the time, but someone had actually posted a picture of Han Solo and his demise on my Facebook page, and I just happened to not see it until after I'd been to the movie. So I get you on the spoiler stuff. Let's talk about, because you mentioned Ireland and going and visiting that area, you've actually met Carrie Fisher before she passed and Mark Hamill, right?
That's correct. So like I sometimes feel like I'm the luckiest person in the world. Rachel all the time tells me that I need to buy lottery tickets. You know, like getting the WWE, doing that, I feel like you have to have so much luck to not only get there, but to get on a pay-per-view. You know, it's crazy to me that happened.
Well, it takes skill, too. And, you know, I'm not tooting your horn here, but I mean.
I mean, just how many people, 7 minutes or not, got to wrestle on a pay-per-view.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, and. So to me, it's like, oh my God, you know, so how lucky am I? But my sister, her father-in-law, graduated high school with Mark Hamill's wife.
Wow, okay.
And long story short, Mark Hamill's wife had come to Carmi for a class reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a class reunion, and also her, Mark Hamill's wife, had passed away. Or mom had passed away. So they were cleaning out the house the time of this reunion. My sister calls me, and I was actually wrestling. I was at a wrestling show. And she said, I'm eating with Mary Lou Hamill. I'm eating pizza with her. And I was trying to figure out how to get out of this show.
Wow.
To drive back. And I was actually in Memphis.
Oh, wow.
And she's like, well, maybe I can get you to meet her tomorrow. Well, the next day my sister calls and she says, hey, she's got to leave, but she told me that Mark will send you some autograph stuff. And I'm like, yeah, right, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So I'm thinking I missed my chance. And 2 weeks later, I got these autographed pictures, a couple of them, from Mark Hamill.
Awesome.
So I was like, at that point, I'm like, heck yeah. Well, fast forward, I'm going to wrestle in Ireland, and I'm going to get to go to the UK. And, you know, I found out that the Star Wars celebration was going on in London.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, going to be in Edinburgh doing a show. And so, long story short, decided to go on down to, we're going down to London, and that's where the celebration was. And I just happened to text my sister, and I said, hey, I'm going. Mark Hamill's going to be a keynote speaker. Could you maybe put out a feeler, because I know you're, you know, my sister had her on Facebook, her mm-hmm. personal Facebook. And so my sister sent her a message, and Mary Lou asked for my number, and she called me.
Oh, wow.
And small world. And she says, when you get to London, send me a text message, and we'll work something out. So before I could even text her, she texted me and said, your name's at the front. You'll have VIP passes.
Wow.
And you have front row to Mark's thing. Well, they had only given out like 5,000 tickets to his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, there, you know, there's hundreds, you know, tens of thousands of people at this thing.
Yeah.
We got front row.
Wow.
Well, we get done, and I'm just kind of like, oh, this is enough. And we're, you know, I'm getting ready to leave the thing, and she comes over, and she's like, hey, do you not want to meet Mark? And I'm like, I mean, at that point, I'm like speechless. So we walk to the back, and the first person I see is Warwick Davis. And so he, like, grabs me, and he introduces himself.
And he was an Ewok.
Yeah.
He was the main Ewok, yes, right? Yes.
And okay. then he was also, he's in the other ones. He was also, I think he was Willow.
Oh, yeah.
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 And so he, super nice guy, and he was, like, super friendly. And then, like, you know, I'm standing in the hallway, and there's no other fans back there. It's not like a meet and greet. I mean, we're back in the catering section.
Wow.
And I have on, I actually had on a Luke Skywalker shirt.
Nice.
And this guy walks up, and it's Anthony Daniels,
mm-hmm.
and who's C-3PO, and he introduces himself, and he talks. And at this point, I'm confused because the times I've been to WWE and all the stuff I've done with them, you can't take pictures with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I was Mark Hamill's guest. And these guys were doing meet and greets all day long. So I did not want to be like, can I take your picture? Can
right.
I take your picture? And so anyway, we, you know, and some other, you know, famous people like Ray Park, who, like, they were back there. And they were all talking amongst themselves. And then they came and got us, and they took us in Mark Hamill's private room.
Wow.
And he was sitting back there eating, and he talked, and he... Like, I just said, you know, we just came from Ireland, and he was like, well, you should have went to Skellig Michael, and I was like, we did, and so we talked about that, and then he talked about, you know, Carmi, mm-hmm. Illinois,
how wow.
he had been there.
That is funny.
And he asked me if, you know, we liked episode 7 and what we thought, and he was just very down to earth. His family was super nice. Why we waited, because he was signing stuff for people, and I think there was a Make-A-Wish going on
okay.
that was wanting to meet him. And but anyway, his wife was actually, like, the nicest person. His daughter, who was, you know, close to my age, she was very, very nice, and they all talked to us. And then we're getting ready to leave, and they gave us free meet and greet passes.
Wow.
And got to meet Carrie Fisher and Peter Mayhew. I got to meet basically anybody that I wanted to and got a picture with them. And what was cool, though, was when I got to meet Carrie Fisher, I had a pass, but I couldn't get to the front. And I had already got a free pass, so mm-hmm. I didn't want to be a dick and mm-hmm. be like, move us to the front.
Right.
And I had on my sex slave Leia shirt.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I didn't know I was meeting her that day, because uh-huh. I had basically free passes all 3 days. And anyway, so I was the last one that got to meet her, and she was like, oh my God, like, I love your shirt. Well, and I was like, oh, thank you. And she started talking to me. Well, they're trying to rush me out, and she actually said, hang on, I'm talking to this young man.
Wow.
So it was like luck, like, the whole
yeah.
weekend. And then, she hugged me again, and then, she's like, thank you for wearing that shirt. And then I told her that I had met Mark and that he had gave us the free passes, and she had made the comment, like, any friend of Mark's is a friend of mine. And so, so that was really cool. Peter, Mayhew was not the same.
Oh, really?
He sat there with his hat down, I wish I had the picture in here. It looks like a prison photo. Like, it's like he's got this, like, mad look on his face. And I had my Chewbacca shirt on.
Uh-huh.
And I came in with my Chewbacca roar, and he did not.
He was not impressed.
No, he didn't care. He was like, probably heard that 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And he was pretty much like, just get the hell out of here, basically.
Yeah.
And so, so all of them were, like, super nice, super cool. They were, it was like a dream come true. It's true. Sitting in the room with Mark Hamill was just like, I don't know. It's probably like the highlight of my whole life. You know,
that's
so
awesome.
You just can't, like, anytime I've been, like, at WWE and working with those guys was so cool and, like, a highlight. And but being in that room with him, like I there's only been a few people. Like, Brock Lesnar was one. John Cena was one. The Rock was one. Those are the only three guys that I've ever met that they look like a hologram.
Yeah.
They look so fake, and it looks like they have a glow.
Uh-huh.
They don't look like real people. Like, when you meet them, they look larger than life.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill was that way.
Okay.
Even in the room, you know, standing next to him, taking the picture, and He told me, he said, he signed so much stuff. Like, I had friends that wanted stuff signed. Sorry, you didn't get anything.
I was going to say, yeah.
But he signed them all, and then he told me, he was like, which ones do you want your name on?
Oh,
and
wow.
I had ones that I wanted my name on. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, he was like, I won't, because then they're not worth anything. And I thought that was cool. But every single picture that he did, he put his name, and then he put an arrow pointing to himself. So if it was like him and Carrie Fisher, he pointed to him. It said Mark Hamill. Him and Yoda, he did the same thing. And he signed, just probably 15 or 16 photos. And, so cool. I mean, he was just, like, the most – he took so much time to talk to me. And I had made the comment that my goal was to be in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. He's like, can you act? And I said, nope. Got terrible promos. And I said, but I would look really good in a Stormtrooper outfit.
There you go.
And he was like, oh, I could probably make that happen. I mean, I never wanted to – push it at that point, right? I was like,
you would have gotten all this stuff that you weren't expecting.
Yeah. And so at this point, like, I got all the passes to the shows, I got front roll, literally got to sit in a room with like a hero of mine. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how does that even happen,
right? So obviously Stride Pro Wrestling coming up on May the 4th, which is Star Wars Day. Now, I know you like Luke Skywalker, and you've got actually one of your shirts is in a Jedi theme. To me, though, you remind me more of a Han Solo type, with that kind of cool, cocky, you're a good guy, people like you, you're charming, but, you're not afraid to bend the rules a little bit, I think, when you're in the ring. So, who do you see yourself as? And then talk to me about some of the other guys on the roster that we'll see on May 4th.
I would honestly say that I'm Anakin Skywalker, where I'm a badass and possibly the chosen one. I am the only member of the Stride Hall of Fame, two-time member now.
Oh, that's right, because you got it for refereeing, yeah, too. That's
so
right.
I'm a two-time member of the Stride Hall of Fame. So I feel like Anakin, they put me at the top of wrestling, but they don't grant me master because they're jealous of me. But then at the same time, I've always wanted to be a heel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that pull to the dark side. I feel like when I do turn heel, I'm just going to be getting my shit in with everybody. And everybody will just be... like young, lean, green kid, whatever, will just be taking all my stuff. And so I look forward to that day if it ever happens. But I would say I'm probably, people would tell you I'm probably a lot like Anakin or Darth Vader, where I'm kind of hard to deal with or talk to, kind of like he was. And I tell people how it's going to go. And, but probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I was more comparable to a Luke Skywalker.
Right, yeah.
I wanted to make everybody happy, do what everybody said, clean cut, very soft-spoken, just happy to be wrestling, happy to be part of the show. So, but now I'd say I'm more into an Anakin, because I definitely... I can't talk. Everybody knows. You see me on the mic cutting a promo. I'm like... Ricky Bobby. I don't know how to put my hands. I don't know how to talk. So I'm nowhere near Han Solo. And actually we're not. So kind of a cool side note, Luke Skywalker told us, Mark Hamill, that he, when he got the script, he thought he was playing Han Solo.
Okay.
And so he memorized the Han Solo part. And he thought, I'm playing this cool,
yeah,
awesome guy. And then when he got there, his agent said, no, you're playing Luke Skywalker. And he's like, and I was reading the lines, and I was like, what? I don't want to play this guy. He's like a little B word. Like, I don't want to play him.
Yeah.
So, that's who I'd put myself as.
So, you are actually wrestling the current Stride Pro Wrestling heavyweight champion, Red Daniels, on the 4th in Carterville, the building in Carterville. You can go to strideprowrestling.com for all those details. who do you see Red as you, because you guys are both, you know, getting cheers from the fans, so it's a good guy versus good guy.
It is. That's a good point. I would honestly say Red would be like a Lando.
Okay. I figured you'd say Hargis, but okay.
Hargis, just because he's black, I'm not going to say that. And so Hargis is, God, he's probably like a, I don't know, like a Jar Jar or something. I don't know. Now, Red, why I say that about Red is, you know, Red's turned before.
Right.
Red's kind of sold out.
Yeah.
Lando did that in 5. And Red's just kind of sneaky, mm-hmm. you know? So yeah. His character's kind of, you know, he tried to bury somebody at one point in his career.
That's true.
So, you know, he's sneaky. So I would put him as that, where Lando's very intelligent. If you watch the Solo movie,
mm-hmm.
Where he's very sneaky, he'll do anything. Like, you got to kind of watch him. And, you know, even Lando, like, leaving Solo in the Solo movie, Han Solo, and flying off in the ship and leaving him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something I could see Red, like, you know, he cashed in. He's very opportunist.
Yeah. So.
I would put Red as him, and just as he's sneaky, I don't know if I could trust him.
So two other rivals of yours that I want to get in here, as they are actually getting a tag team championship match against Farmer Billy Hills and Scott Phoenix, a rematch, Tony Flood and Jay Spade. And I believe that's actually a multi-team matchup. Is that not right?
It is. It is. So Willpower and B-Rad will be in that. And I can't say enough about those, you know, trainees mm-hmm. and the way they do it. And, like, the Willpower character might be my new favorite character. Yeah. He's just fun, and I really like him. But yeah, so if I had to compare, I put it on the poster when I made it, or, you know, Elijah or Scott Phoenix to me is Chewbacca.
Yeah.
He is Chewbacca, not because of the hair, but because he's like, if you think about Chewbacca, like, he was like Han Solo riding with him, mm-hmm. and then he was with Rey riding with him, and then in the new one you see him with Lando riding with him. Like, he's the ultimate sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is Scott Phoenix when he was tag champs with Axe. He was tag champs in the DR party. Now he's tag champs with, like, he's the ultimate sidekick.
I like that. I like that. And that makes sense.
Yeah, and he's a loyal guy. And the hair helps, too.
It does help,
you know,
yeah.
It helps, too. And Tony Flood and Spade, I don't even know who to compare them to. That's a really tough. I mean, probably like Boba Fett. You know, they're both probably they're cool. So they're, you know, Markish type fans like them because they're cool. Markish type Star Wars fans like them.
Yeah,
they're cool. They do fancy stuff, but then they're just dirty and they're sneaky and they're you know and they're a threat. They're, you know, Boba Fett has no. He's not a big guy, and he's not a – can't use the Force. He's not a Jedi, but people are scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
And they literally talk about how people are scared of him in the movie, and that is probably Spade and Flood. People are intimidated by him, and so that's who I would probably compare them to. And, like I put – and Billy Hills is probably – he's probably like – closer to Han Solo than most people because of his larger than life like attitude and mm-hmm. his charisma
yeah.
and the way that he presents himself is charisma. And Dexter Roswell and Mr. Anthony are in the match, and I mean they're Jar Jar Binks, you know. I mean they're extras in Star Wars, and so they're the guy that, you know, gets their head stabbed by a, you know, by a Jedi in the opening scene.
All right. Anyone else or anything else you want to talk about on May 4th? Again, it's happening in Carterville, bell time, the usual 6:30. And again, StrideProWrestling.com will have all your details there.
I mean, we can compare the rest of them. I mean, Kevin Hunsberger, he's probably. God, he's probably comparable to a Princess Leia.
Oh, does that mean I can wear my bikini, my metal bikini?
Well, I mean, they might bring in a crowd. I mean, I'm sure Hunter Woodward would like it.
Yeah, I thought you were going to call me Yoda because I'm old.
I mean, no, you're not that. People don't look up to you. No, I mean, I don't even know who Axe would probably be like the Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
You know, he would be the Obi-Wan of the group. Probably, I don't even know, maybe like, I don't even know if we have a Yoda. When I picture Yoda in my mind, I actually picture Sean Maccabee Chambers.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, he's my, I guess he'd be my Yoda. Or a homicidal Stephen Davis or a Josh Totten. They would be, like, they're like my Yodas.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, like, the, I don't know, the... You know, the Mace Windu. That would be Chris Hargis. He'd be a Mace Windu.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the Emperor would obviously be Jay Wells. You know, he's like the mastermind.
I like that.
He would definitely be... I mean, he's just like my favorite character. Like, anything Jay Wells does is like, you know, Hargis, you know, congratulate him. He had a baby.
Yeah.
And he couldn't be there. And... You know, he had to cancel the day of. I mean, his woman screwed around and decided to have the baby the day of the show. And so, and he made it gold. I mean, he literally, he made that segment gold. He made the crowd invested. And that's happened to him before. And that's how Scott Phoenix got introduced. And he had to wrestle me because the guy I was supposed to wrestle couldn't make it. And Jay Wells turned it to gold and everything. And he's like the Emperor. And he just... He has that voice that, you know, people hate.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. But there will be... Cash Borden is making his return.
Okay.
So, and so we'll have some legacy going on. And say, I don't know who Sam Hunter would be. As bad as it sounds, like, I think he would be, like a... I don't know. Who do you think Sam would
Gosh,
be?
You know, I'm thinking about that too as we are talking about this. And
I was gonna say Padme, Queen Amidala. Sorry, Sam. But
you called me Princess Leia.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, you're girlish. but man, I don't know, Sam. Sam is like I've always said, he was the one like. That brought me back to wrestling. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't for Sam Hunter, there, like, I don't know if I'd be a wrestling fan.
Oh, wow.
And so we sat next to each other in a journalism class, and we would talk wrestling, and I was kind of into sports and jocking it out, and I wasn't. But Sam was the one that brought me back. He's like, if you want to talk wrestling, he's like... the knowledgeable person about wrestling that, like, I know. But as a Star Wars character, he's one that is hard to put a label on. El Magnifico would be like a Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah, that's pretty much, it's going to be a full card. We're going to have a bunch of matches. And then, spoiler alert, coming June, we are going to do our version of Battle Bowl.
Oh, cool.
And so, we, at that show, we're planning on having a Battle Royal, to put a new number one contender, on that show as well. It'll be a big show in June, but Battle Bowl, basically the way we're going to do it is Sam Hunter is going to pick captains to draw a name out of a hat. That night, and that team will be a tag team, and then we're going to have a tag team tournament.
Cool.
And the winner will face the tag team champions, and whoever that may be at that time. And then, so it'll be kind of cool. I know he sent me who he wanted the captains to be, so I think it'll be your name might get thrown in the hat, if we can find a different announcer to... What's Chris Hackstrom up to? Maybe he can...
Maybe he'll come down,
Maybe he can come and do it, so... and see. But yeah, so... Star Wars and wrestling are two of my favorite things in the whole world. It's something that I've just been obsessed with for as long as I can remember. You can see this is like, this room is not even a third of my stuff.
Oh yeah, I've seen your stuff before. Yeah, this is a good sampling though. It's a good. You've got some framed posters and some painting. Is that a? Did someone paint that for you? The painting.
I painted that actually.
Oh really?
Yeah, I painted that.
For I don't me. Even see the numbers on there.
Before
so that's
you
good.
Got here, I painted that. a lot of these were all just like gifts actually that people gave me. I didn't buy any of these posters.
Oh, that's
they were
awesome.
Given to me, birthday presents, and just I have toys upon toys up in my attic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have a Star Wars room anymore, but it's toys upon toys. I have a gigantic Millennium Falcon that is like my prize piece that I like refuse to let go. I sold a bunch of stuff in 2010
mm-hmm.
For around close to $4,000.
Wow.
$5,000 worth of stuff. As you know, I did a Star Wars countdown with my shirts.
Yeah,
I still
that's right.
have all those shirts. I have probably over 100 Star Wars shirts.
Wow.
That I've collected over the years that I refuse to get rid of. My next goal purchase, whenever I'm not poor and I get done with school, I want a life-size R2-D2.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's something I've always wanted. So if you have one and you want to send one to me, I will gladly take it. I can have one built.
Yeah.
It costs about $12,000.
Yeah, I was going to say there's the St. Louis R2 Club. They build the droids themselves, so they are quite expensive.
Yeah, so I really want, like, Rachel's son, Wyatt, is pretty small, so I think he could fit in it and maybe drive it around. Jada's getting a little bit too big now to do it, but that's my next purchase that I really want. And I also really want, I've always said if I became a billionaire or won the lottery, mm-hmm. that I'm going to build a life-size Millennium Falcon.
Oh, wow.
In my backyard.
That would be pretty amazing.
And so, or I'll make it like a house. And that's my... So if anybody wants to come and build that, I will allow them to do that as well.
After you win the lottery,
the million
of
people that... No, I want them to come and donate it. So,
oh, okay.
So all the millions of people that are listening to this podcast.
Well, you're pretty charming. So I'm sure we have extra listeners, and I'm sure... Some of them will be
start a GoFundMe account.
There you go.
A GoFundMe for Tyler's
build Tyler a Millennium Falcon house. All right, man. Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you all for listening again. Stride Pro Wrestling, Saturday, May 4th. We'll follow up in June as well, and we will have more details at strideprowrestling.com. Hope you all had a great Easter, and be sure to have a great week.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.